Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do y'all get into the Spotify Wrap thing as much as I do?
Kind of, but I don't use Spotify.
Yeah, I don't use Spotify, but I'm kind
of. I always forget that. A lot of people just use the iTunes or whatever.
I use Tidal, which gives me a little rewind. Yeah. It's just, it's not as in-depth as Spotify, but I got a little look at it.
Yeah, so it's Spotify Wrapped season. As of today, I think it's correct when it's really starting to hit. My confession is I don't know what to make of my top five artists that I've hit on my Spotify Wrap. Number five, the Beach Boys. It checks out.
I mean, that would check out just age-wise and certain sensibility, sure.
Four, Rolling Stones. Again.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three, Fleetwood Mac.
Incredible band.
Yes. Two, this is where it gets interesting, The Chicks.
Formerly known as the Gypsy Chicks.
Yes. But okay. And
I'm not really familiar like with enough of their music.
Here's the thing, and I think this is the I like
one song.
One of their songs.
Yeah. But you like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
Gotcha.
And it's always playing, it's actually, the Fleetwood Mac song. You know, the Chicks,
really?
Yeah.
I hadn't thought. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. Yeah.
And number one, Taylor Swift.
That's not surprising.
That sounds about right.
You think it sounds right?
You'll be out here telling us that she's better than Michael Jackson. Of course you do. I don't understand.
But I couldn't even name but three of her songs. I just like listen. I think she's good. I just listen to her.
Sure.
You know?
It's not a quiz.
And
for
here's
you,
the other part of the confession. I feel like I'm cheating on Christina.
Yeah, I'm surprised I ain't seen no Christina in there.
Christina's been number one the last 2 years.
Mm. Oh, that's interesting. Because one of the things that I noticed in my kind of equivalent rewind is the top five artists are not necessarily the artists that I like the most.
It's the songs.
Like, one of my top artists is Currency. You know, New Orleans, kind of backpack rapper almost, whatever. Mm-hmm. Or blog era rapper is what I should say. And it's because he's put out a lot of albums this past year, so I've listened to those albums in that run.
Maybe that's it because of Taylor Swift. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Taylor just had the new joint come out, and you probably gave it a really good listen.
I did.
A few times.
Several times.
And so that ran the numbers up.
Do you feel like that's your most listened to artist this year? Because I feel like Taylor got a lot of little tie-in with Spotify. She might have spiked it up a little bit.
Oh, you think there's nefarious dealings happening.
And you know you get personal.
I think I looked at mine last year where I was like, I was not listening to this person all of this time. I think they had the artist her.
I think what it is.
And I'm like, I don't be listening to her.
I think it came down to like a month of time this year. For about 2 weeks with her latest release, I listened to it all the time when I was driving, fishing and stuff. And then about 2 weeks, a few months ago, I listened to a lot of her live concert stuff. So I think that skewed everything. I was a little surprised that Taylor Swift was my number one. I mean, I listened to it, but like I said, I'm not like a Swiftie or could quote everything and all that. I just like her music. And then Christina didn't even make the top five.
Yeah,
she's been
my
number one the last 2 years.
Well, you got a new number one.
That's crazy.
And number two is always an option, you know?
Yeah, and it's not surprising. No Michael Jackson in that top five.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
Not surprising.
I listened to
him. No, yeah, nope.
You don't
nope.
have a lie for us.
Don't try to counter this.
Don't lie for us.
Yeah, nah, I totally understand your love for Taylor Swift now.
Monday Night Football was interesting for me in a way that I didn't expect it to be because of Jackson Dart. One of the things I've said about Jackson Dart is I don't know that he's actually good, but for them, he is intriguing. And that is something that they've not had for a long time. Is just like a fun quarterback. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason that he's fun is that he is reckless.
He is reckless.
However, we can acknowledge that he's reckless and he got that big blow that he had on the sideline because he didn't just get out of bounds.
Yeah.
And Dan Orlovsky had a take on this. And I just thought he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I usually like Dan Orlovsky quite a bit. This is what Dan Orlovsky had to say about Jackson Dart.
Can we get off of the Dart taking these hits conversation? I don't understand when it became okay for us who cover the sport to be like, hey, will you be less competitive? He's on the road. The team stinks. He's trying to get back into the starting lineup. He's going against another young quarterback. It's Monday Night Football. And we want him to just not be competitive? Like, yes, he's going to have to take less hits, but we're talking about this young man in regard. I would much rather have a young quarterback that is unbelievably talented and ridiculously competitive and worry about, okay, I got to take some hits off him. Yes, he knows that. He'll grow into that. I'd much rather have that than, hey, can you try a little harder?
Boy, am I with you on this.
This is a terrible take.
This is awful.
This is an awful take. Like, I get it. Yeah. Being competitive is one thing. If you want to be actually competitive in the NFL, you know what you need? A healthy, bleeping quarterback, dude. What are you talking about?
You need to play.
He sound like Mike Shanahan in Washington, man. RG3 going back out there with that broke leg.
And by the way, this is the guy that ran out of the back of the end zone to avoid being hit.
I wasn't going to go there. I wasn't. I really and truly wasn't.
This is the same guy that avoided being hit by running out of the end zone. No, you need your quarterback on the field, man.
Yeah, I was like, that extra yard of quote unquote competitive, like, you got to be smart. Mm-hmm. That's a smart man's position. I mean, really, just football, you want to have smart dudes on the field, but that is a smart man's position.
Mm-hmm.
Extra yard is not worth the quote unquote competitive feeling that you get.
Have you heard the term work smarter, not harder?
Yeah.
I have.
Like, why are you doing that? Mm-hmm. Like, it makes no sense. Like, that little half a yard. Nah, man. Like, everybody in the NFL is tough.
Like, being stupid,
you don't need to prove it.
Being stupid for the right reasons is still being stupid.
What would he be saying if it was like a season ender right there?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Like, literally him, not us.
Yeah.
Literally Orlovsky.
Yeah, it wasn't like he was trying to get the first down or something like that, and the game is on the line, and you just putting your body on the line for this. Nah, man, just step out of bounds a half a yard short.
Yeah.
Week 13, early December, your team not going nowhere for real, for real.
Yeah.
And I understand what he's saying is, like, those are factors that you could view in another way where it's like, hey, still go and compete. Sure.
Yeah.
Wouldn't nobody question if he was competing.
Exactly.
But honestly, if I could spin this to a place where I go, the rest of your teammates want you to be smart because we need you more to throw this football than we do to get that extra yard.
Mm-hmm.
Be smart for us. Yeah. And so, yeah, I completely disagree with a usually pretty good football mind of Dan Orlovsky, but I thought he was absolutely wrong.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he sounded like a meathead right there, man. So we've been, I feel like everybody been kind of talking about college football when it comes to rivalries and all that type of stuff. And it was rivalry weekend pretty much last week. Mm-hmm. And I got to confess, and this might be, I don't know if any people will really understand this, but I got to confess, I feel a lot better when Ohio State beat Michigan than I did when they won the championship last year.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, like I felt like it was a weight lifted off of me, man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was super happy when they won the national championship.
Yeah.
But when they just beat Michigan on Saturday, that felt so much better. It felt like I won a national championship, man. And I can't really explain it. I know that sounds silly.
It doesn't.
And y'all kind of, I know A&M and Texas kind of got a little thing going on. Yeah. And, you know, A&M going to be in the playoffs. And if A&M win it all, I'm sure everybody be happy. But I just feel like it's a little different when you beat that person that you can't really get over.
It's so funny you mentioned this. We actually talked about this on the Bite Me podcast yesterday. Yeah,
anywhere where you can get where podcasts,
wherever
are
you get your podcast, 100%. You can listen to the Bite Me
talking
podcast.
Talking sports,
and we were talking about, you know, because we just kind of go like we do here, and we're talking about that. And Caleb brought up, would you trade, you know, a win over Texas for playing in the national championship? I said absolutely not. 99.9% of the time, I'd rather beat Texas than, you know, make a run or whatever. But right now, you got a chance to win. I mean, who knows if they are? Who knows if they're going to get knocked out in the first round? But you still have a chance to win the national championship. This year, maybe, and this year alone, and that's the other difference. Ohio State has won national championships.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing, man. That's the other thing, because even when they won it recently.
Yeah.
I was happy. Don't get me wrong.
Aggies don't have three national championships.
Yeah, I was kind of like, yeah, I felt like I was the Patriots or something. Just like, yeah, I'm used to this.
That's the difference.
But
I don't think it is. I think the difference is this is what college football has been like. These are the things that make college football fun and.
But
different.
I would trade it this year
for the night
because it's been forever since the Aggies have
won
the
championship. Yeah, you don't really have an option now, don't you?
No. I think going in, I would have told you that. But like next year, let's say the Aggies win it. I don't care. Yeah. I beat Texas.
I was just being a jerk. No, but I think that this is what made college football makes college football different is that it's the rivalries. It's these things as opposed to that singular championship.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that make it worthwhile. Like this is the texture in that there's value outside of just chasing this one thing. There's other things that I will lose all these other games if I could just beat y'all right here. Yeah, like that's beautiful.
And I think the thing is specifically with A&M and Texas, how y'all kind of run across each other all the time.
Yeah.
So when you lose to them,
it's
like I got to deal with this crap all year round till we play again next year.
Yeah.
And so that's how I felt when Michigan beat Ohio State the last 4 years.
We could be sitting here next year. And if the Aggies win the national championship this year, I'm on the record, I'll say I'd rather beat Texas than win the national championship. We just got to get that one, though.
I totally understand that, yes.
281 said, y'all are what's wrong with football today. The idea that I want my quarterback to be healthy, especially when you consider the way that football is situated, this is such a quarterback-heavy sport right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, what if that little hit knocked them out for the season?
Right.
I'm not saying
it doesn't really matter to them.
I feel like you got to work smarter, not harder. You ain't got nothing to prove to us.
And look,
we know you're a tough guy.
I'm not saying don't be tough. Like, if you hear that, then you're hearing incorrectly.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid is the thing.
Yes.
And taking an unnecessary hit that doesn't actually give you anything. Like Figgy was saying, if this was we need a yard and there's a dude between that yard and you, go ahead and run through him.
Yeah.
That I understand. This was running on the sideline and trying to get an extra yard that wasn't actually going to get you the first down anyway.
Yeah.
No, then you be smart.
Yeah. Live to see another day.
Yes, sir.
Anyways, those are your lunchtime confessions here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Wednesday. And on Wednesdays, we like to do a little thing called Judge John Lopez. Let's enter the courtroom next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.